When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and shout out to people listening all over North America. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. We got one more hour here with you. The show gets started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. Don't look for me outside of that, unless it's Saturday afternoons and I'm in New York City on WFAN. But anyway, I'm in Atlanta right now, and we've had a busy night. Wow. We've talked about Juan Soto now being a member of the New York Yankees. Juan Soto goes to the New York Yankees in a 7-player trade. So now Aaron Judge will have someone else, consistent in that lineup, because we know Brian Cashman hates the unavailable, Giancarlo Stanton. It's just the facts. So the San Diego Padres, they get rid of Juan Soto. They don't have to worry about paying this guy a gigantic contract. And it's kind of crazy. They brought him on a couple of seasons ago to try to win a World Series with all of those bats, both he and Tatis and Machado. But for various reasons, they could never click. And last season, you know, the Padres just had so much difficulty winning games at the just one-run margin games, close games, games that they won two seasons ago. They couldn't get the job done. And so they offloaded Juan Soto, someone who they acquired two seasons ago for 5 prospects. But in return, they get Michael King, Johnny Brito, Yankees prospect Drew Thorpe, backup catcher Kyle Higashioka. They got some players. And the Yankees, for right now, they get a 1-year rental in Juan Soto unless he decides to sign a long-term contract extension. His agent is Scott Boras. Let's see how that turns out. A matter of fact, the general manager of the Padres, A.J. Preller, he just spoke at the winter meetings, and he talked about the difficulty in saying goodbye to Juan Soto.
It's, again, like trading, putting, you know, impact, A-lane, you know, perennial all-star, Hall of Fame type player. Those are, you like when you're acquiring those type of players for sure. But, again, I think for us, you know, looking at our roster, our team, a lot of different ways to go win games. We've talked about it as a group overall, over the course of the last few months, getting ready for the off season. You know, we needed pitching. We knew we had the free agents, and some free agent defections here this off season, and just kind of round out the roster and again get some pitchers that from our perspective they're going to be with us for the next 4 or 5 years, and you know, a group that we can build with. So. Yeah, it's very difficult to make a deal where we're trading a player of the caliber of Juan Soto, but if we did that, we wanted to make sure we shored up a bunch of needs. We were able to get some depth with quality. I mean, I think we'll talk about it, I'm sure, but Michael King, Drew Thorpe, just to name two, we think really highly of these guys.
All right. Well, they got pitching, and the Yankees got a bat in Juan Soto. And now the Yankees will also try to get more pitching, and the Yankees will try to win a championship while also shutting up their fans who have been asking for everybody and their mother to get fired. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Meanwhile, now that Juan Soto has been moved, he's been traded, he is a Yankee, everybody is waiting to see what happens with Shohei Ohtani. I'm sure at some point over the next week, maybe as soon as tomorrow, people's phones are going to go off, everybody's going to get the notification, Shohei Ohtani agrees to go blank for blank amount of dollars. I think it's going to be the Dodgers. Is he going to get $400 million? Is he going to get $500 million? He can't get $600 million, can he? No, he can't. And how the hell is he getting all this money? He's not even going to pitch next year. How the hell is he going to get all this money? And how long is the deal going to be? Whatever contract that Shohei Ohtani ends up with, you're just going to have to go, wow. And then you're going to have to think about the future. Because is he going to be worth? Is he going to be able to play and earn all of the money that they're going to lay in front of him? It's an interesting question. Tonight, every Wednesday, I give you a new top six list. And tonight, with all of the talks and the conversations about free agency, I gave you some of the most impactful free agent signings in sports history for a variety of reasons. At number six, I gave you Kevin Garnett. He got a gigantic deal in 1997, $126 million. That was more than Michael Jordan made in his entire career up until that point. And the very next season, the NBA said, They had a lockout, and they instituted what was basically maximum salaries and contracts. They instituted a cap. At number five, I gave you Lionel Messi, trying to open up soccer and build up some of the interest here ahead of the World Cup. And number four, I gave you Drew Brees, signing with the Saints. Those Chargers did not want him. They did not trust his arm. And Drew Brees, well, he means a whole hell of a lot more to the Saints because of football. He means so much to the community for what he did and how he's performed and what he did for the community following Katrina. And number three, I gave you Alex Rodriguez, signing with the Texas Rangers. At that point in time, the biggest contract in sports history, $252 million over 10 years. And we know how that ended with Alex Rodriguez. He opted out. He thought he was going to get traded to the Sox, and then he gets to the Yankees, and then he found out that he was doing drugs when he was with the Rangers, and then he tried to sue the Yankees. Alex Rodriguez is a mess. And number two, I gave you LeBron James. He had a whole damn decision on TV to watch. 13 years ago. About a long time ago now, isn't it? And LeBron James is still playing and busting ass. And on Saturday night, LeBron James might be the NBA's inaugural NBA Cup champion. How about that? And at number one, you want to talk about the most influential, the most important free agent signing ever? April 10th, 1947, Jackie Robinson signs with the Brooklyn Dodgers and makes his debut 5 days later. At that point, the last black ball player, he ain't play since the 1880s. Yeah, Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. And so I got the phone lines open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. There's so many other impactful signings. And yeah, I don't think Steve Nash going to the Suns is as impactful as Jackie Robinson signing with the Dodgers. There aren't too many signings in that ilk, but there are some. Allen from Toronto brought up Greg Maddux. Yes, we know about his success going from the Chicago Cubs and helping the Braves go on that stretch of NL division title wins and then also winning a World Series. And then we got dudes like Reggie White. We can go on and on about players who just kind of flipped the script when they showed up on their teams. Reggie White, of course, you know, holding down the defense while Brett Favre held down the offense up in Green Bay. So let's get back to more of your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the full explanations and some of the audio, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But you know what? I think hearing from Jackie Robinson is worth it because we probably don't hear from him enough. This is from, oh my God, damn it. This has to be from the early 50s. Jackie Robinson was on the Dick Cavett Show, And he talked about Branch Rickey, the Dodgers part owner, executive, and president, taking a chance and bringing him on to play Major League Baseball. Listen to Jackie Robinson.
I work for a great guy. I don't think anybody could have done the job had it not been for Mr. Rickey. He was constantly advising and guiding, and I had so much confidence in him, I would have jumped off the bridge if he told me to do it. That's how much I believed in him. And he was a man that was sincere and dedicated and willing to lend that helping hand that's so needed today in terms of the problems that we face in everyday life. Not enough people are willing to do as Mr. Rickey did.
855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Wayne is here from Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Mr. JR. I have turned out to be one of your biggest fans, and I'm going to tell you why, and this is very important. Because you're patient, you're tolerant, and then you explain the truth to all your callers that call in. But the biggest trade, I'm a Falcon fan, been one all my life, but the biggest trade and disappointment when the Falcon let Brett Favre get away to go to Green Bay. Now, it wasn't on Brett Favre. It was on Jerry Glanville because he looked at Brett Favre as a player that just liked to drink and hang out and party. But how can you say that when you got Deion and MC Hammer hanging out hollering too legit to quit?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's...
Well, thank you, Wayne. But we weren't talking about... I know he was traded. We're talking about signings. I mean, the only signing that Brett Favre did was probably the Vikings.
And then that made him the best quarterback I ever seen because his toughness.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they played in the playoff against... When he went to Minnesota and played New Orleans in the NFC Championship game, I have never seen a quarterback get hit and sacked as much as he did and kept getting up, coming back. That's toughness. We don't see that in quarterbacks today.
Yeah, maybe he
and
forgot.
That was unbelievable.
Maybe that's why he doesn't have fiscal responsibility in 2023. Hey, Wayne, thank you so much for the words, and thank you for calling from here in Georgia, man. Appreciate you.
I love you, JR.
I love you too, Wayne. Thank you for calling from Georgia. Let's go from Georgia to Miami. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What it is?
It is what it is, bro. Anyway, I wanted to talk about Jackie Robinson and the whole race issue. Jackie Robinson was probably the most impactful. I went through the same issues he did. My first wife was black, so we had issues growing up in the Bronx. And she told me, one of the questions she asked me was, and I'm going to leave you with this, she's like, why do people look at us the way they do? I said, because they probably wish they were us. Have a good night, Jeff. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate you. Dave should have just told everybody that he was Puerto Rican. The problem would have been solved. It's spoken from a guy from the Bronx, me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Massachusetts. Let's talk to Mike. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. What's going on? First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Paul out in Westfield. A couple cities over from me. I was out there playing trivia tonight. But when you brought...
Did you win anything on... Did you win anything in trivia tonight?
We came in third. We did well, but I don't know how often you have, two callers within the last five that are, just a couple towns over from each other.
Okay.
But,
all right. Well, did you ever listen to the police officer who called, who gave a guy, he didn't give him a ticket because he was listening to the show?
No, I have not.
Well, that's better than
you
guys.
I have yet to meet that officer yet either. So.
Yeah, that's better than your story, but go ahead.
A lot of stories are better than mine, Jay. But when you brought this up tonight, I was driving home and I'm listening. And right when you said it, I had a guy in mind. Right away, I'm like, I'm 51. I remember this guy changing the world of free agency, and his name is Barry Bonds. When he left Pittsburgh,
92.
And he went to San Francisco, he signed a deal that was unheard of at this time. And I'm a Red Sox fan. I watched Nomar sign a deal for 7 years, $35 million. I've seen guys sign $35 million a year now. But it seemed like Barry Bonds hit that. He put it to a new level. And you dropped, I thought it was going to be number one. You dropped Jackie Robinson on us, and I kind of said, oh, crap, I didn't think about that. I thought of a guy going from a team to another team. Jackie wasn't playing in the MLB at that time. You know what I'm saying? So he was a free agent from a team. You know, he didn't go from one.
What?
He didn't go from the Red Sox to someone.
Mike, are you trying to tell me? Look, it's very simple here. You ready for this question, Mike?
I got you, brother.
Was Jackie Robinson a free agent? Yes or no?
No.
There's two options. No, wait, stop.
He was available
to be signed.
Correct. Yep.
There's two options here. It's yes or no. I'm going to ask again.
Yes.
And you say yes or no. Slow down. Was Jackie Robinson a free agent? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's it.
You are 100% correct.
There's nothing
in a different free agent market that we see nowadays, but yes, he was available to other teams.
The world will always be different, Mike. Thank you for calling from Massachusetts. Like, come on, stop it. Jackie Robinson didn't go from the Red Sox to the Dodgers. He did. Come on, stop it. He was a free agent. You want to know what a free agent is? Someone who is free to go where they want. Of course, 1947 isn't the same as 2023. Please let me know. That's pretty apparent. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Chicago. Let's talk to Howard. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Howard? How are you, man?
Good morning, JR. First of all, Reggie has to be in the list.
Who?
No, Reggie White has to be on the list. I know
you could be. Well, Howard, he could be on your list.
No, I'm gonna
you don't
got to
be on mine, but go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why, and then I'll tell you the three that you missed.
No, because, well, Howard.
I'm going to tell you, and you'll agree
no,
with
No, wait, wait, wait.
Okay. The most obvious one you missed.
No, wait.
Oh, yes.
I can have my list and my reasonings. You can have your list in your reasonings. There is no right or wrong answer. There's no omission of anyone. I have my reasons, and you can have yours.
Okay,
so
I agree.
You can go ahead, and you can let everyone know why you decided to put Reggie White on your list, and I can tell you in the scheme of my six why I considered Reggie White but decided to put on Drew Brees. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think Reggie has to be there because African Americans were afraid to go to Green Bay and sign as a free agent. And I'm in Chicago, and I think that turned the, as much as Jackie changed it for baseball, I think that was a new sign in football. And
okay.
I'm not talking about his talent.
And that's
because they were maybe better, but I think he should be looped into that.
And that's fine. And I considered Reggie White. And the reason why I chose Drew Brees is because I think there was a more of a wide-range societal impact and communal impact when he decided to go ahead and sign with the Saints. And the results speak for itself. And so I think that outweighed Reggie going up to Green Bay. But that's why we're entitled to our own opinions, and that's why I got my list and my reasons. And you can have yours.
But you miss Bobby Hull, who really was the start of the WHA. And I would argue that Dr. J going to Virginia really made the ABA when there really was no draft in the ABA. And they were both free agents. And without Bobby Hull, there is no WHA. Without Doc, there is no ABA.
You're correct, Howard. But let me repeat this again. There is only six spots on my top six. There's no missing anybody. It's who I put on my list.
I I understand.
And who you have on yours.
And I'm a Garnett fan, but I think Doc did more for basketball than Garnett.
It's not about what you – it's not so much about what you did or what you do. I think the impact on the current free agency bore more over the past 25 years.
Do you remember dunking before Dr. J came in?
No, I don't know who Dr. J is.
Okay.
I've met him a few times, but I have amnesia.
My point being, he changed the game, and Bobby Hull made the WHA. Without there is no WHA. I'm not even talking about Ichiro, who is another great player, or Reggie going, or Shaq going to L.A. I'm talking about changing the leagues or changing the sport completely.
Yeah, well, when I put together
like
the top,
and some like
when I put together the top six list, this is what I tried to do, Howard. So you have a better understanding. I can sit here and do a top six list of players who changed their sports, and if that were going to be the case, then yeah, we can start talking about the Long Island Nets, and we can talk about Philadelphia and Virginia. We can go on down the list. I wanted to have some balance here on the top six. Players who changed the game financially, culturally, I think people who changed it for regions, societally. And so that's why I had variety here. Does that make sense, Howard?
Yeah, that's why my top six would be 15. But I hear what you're
saying. Oh, well, I don't have time to do a list of 15, Howard.
Well, you do an excellent job, and we have time to hear a 15 list from you.
Well, thank you, Howard. Appreciate you.
Take care.
Bye. You too. And shout outs to everybody for calling up from the score. He's like, your list is wrong. This guy was gone, and this guy was – it's six people, man. Like, I couldn't do a list of six people that helped change sports. That wasn't the list. I got to have some balance. I got to have some fun. I got to make fun of Alex Rodriguez. I got to big up Drew Brees for what he did for the Saints. You know, I got to look at Kevin Garnett and how his money changed things. Like, I couldn't just give a full historical perspective of Dr. J and Bobby Hull. I gotta have some balance here for everybody. Shep, he wants a top 15 list. You do it.
Deal.
Go ahead. Name them.
Well, I mean, put me on the spot. Reggie White's okay. Got to be there.
Right. Who?
Reggie White. Free agent signings, along with your six. I love your six. I mean,
so now we're down to what are we got eight more. Come on.
I mean, there's a big one that a couple of callers have alluded to that I would have put, and I'm not going to give it away. And he's had what many people will argue a Jackie Robinson type of impact. He doesn't eclipse Jackie, but what his signing meant was certainly a new era in free agents. You could certainly put Oscar Robertson in that conversation. Free agents, obviously, Shaq is a big one. You know, that changed the
culture. You're going to make people hang up on us.
Why is that?
Because you're just naming everybody.
No. What I'm going to make sure I'm doing, because you have a full phone line of callers, is I'm not going to mention the ones that they want to suggest to you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, the beauty about this list is, and I think the caller got the message, was this is your list. You are not wrong. And someone who has a difference of opinion, they are not wrong either. That's the fun part about this show.
Yeah, he didn't get it, though.
I don't think he did either, no.
Yeah, later on, I think at the end. Well, that's good. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get some more of your calls. Man, they sell anything on TV. Hey, Shep, they're selling this beet juice that's supposed to make you... I don't know, healthy circulation. Let's just leave it there.
Here you go.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
No wonder we all love you so much, as you are able to articulate and give words to things we are thinking when we hear some of the nonsense some of these people come up with. So that's why we appreciate you, JR, because you give sense to some of this nonsense.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, Shep, does that count as four women?
Well, we've had more than four women on the show tonight alone.
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
Are you being disrespectful to a man?
No. It's not a bad thing to be a woman or a man. You ain't going to catch me in that.
I remember, but we had three female callers consecutively.
Celeste, Mary, and why
Avery.
Do I always blank on?
Avery.
Avery, such a nice
that's three.
Young woman.
Where was the fourth
one? No, we've had more. Now, maybe I get confused because you realize half the calls that come in our way don't even get on.
Really?
Yeah, because
you give people the boot?
It's not that I give people the boot. A lot of people say, make sure you tell JR this, or I love Shep, or I absolutely love JR. I don't want to get on there. And my advice to anybody just calling, if you don't want to get on there,
Why are you calling?
Just tweet us, please.
Why are you wasting Shep's time?
Well, it's always the best when, I got to wither down what they're trying to say. And most callers are great, by the way. But I got to try to wither down what they say. And then, after all that, but you don't understand. I don't want to go on the air. Because, half the time, it's me talking through them. Hey, don't be nervous. You're going to be okay. I promise.
What's there to be nervous about?
JR, you will be amazed how many people will call and say, I don't know if I can hold my own with JR. And no one's expecting you.
What are we fighting? What is this?
Joust? I say to them, listen, if you come respectfully with JR, he's never going to try to make you look bad, ever. So you're going to be fine. But the whole reason I'm saying this is because we have a lot more women that call.
Oh yeah.
Then you even realize
that
sometimes
listen.
They just don't want to get on the air.
Oh yeah. Good. Shout outs to all of the women out there. They're great. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, what's that guy's name? I don't like him. I'm joking. I don't got a problem with it. You know what I'm talking about. The guy who called up and hey, tell those women to look at baseballreference.com.
Right. Right.
It's like, how about you actually listen to what that's the problem, right?
Well, I don't like how he said ladies. It was unnecessary. There was Avery, there was Celeste, there was Mary. You can address them as individuals. I don't think they want to be lumped into, hey, those ladies, you know?
But that's
disrespectful.
It's not even saying those ladies because they are ladies. It's the fact that here you got a man. This is why we don't get along, the sexes, right? Here you got a man who comes on. He obviously did not listen carefully to what both women just said. And his first comment is, hey, those ladies need to go to baseballreference.com because they don't know what they're talking about with Juan Soto. And both women, neither of them were talking about Soto. They were talking about Grisham. It's like, this is what you get when you don't listen. It's a skill to actually take time to stop and listen. Half of my job is to listen, surprisingly, even though I'm doing the talking, I got to listen. I'm going to listen to this guy from Kansas. His name is Steve. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Steve.
I appreciate you listening to me. I understand right where you're coming from, and I will be off the phone in 40 seconds, no more.
I love it.
The guy that mentioned the WHL, not impactful. What's the WHL? Same thing. I wouldn't say Herschel Walker, because what's the USFL? Pele and Major League Soccer? Maybe. Maybe that's in there. But what I'm really calling about, when you talk about $500 million for a salary, three names will forever be tied, and it's Curt Flood, Charlie Finley, and Catfish Hunter, the guy that knocked down collective bargaining and then the first owner and player to step through that door and say, yeah, we'll do this free agency. And now you're talking $500 million.
So would you want to? But would you want? Yeah, there's Catfish Hunter, but would you want to include Curt Flood there for suing? I guess we could lump them together.
I don't think you have free agency. Do you really have free agency without collective bargaining being deemed?
Correct. But if I'm thinking about. We're not thinking about the guy who decided to sue for antitrust. We're thinking about the guys who actually did the signing.
And to me, the first attempt, you know, for Charlie Finley to be an owner and say, all right, if this is the way it's going to be, I'll walk through that door. So, yeah, I mean, to me, that's impact. That's pretty impactful.
Yeah, but we're talking about the players. So, Catfish Hunter.
I thought you were talking about a signing, the value, a critical signing, not necessarily the
top
six, player.
The top six free agent signings ever.
I thought it was the most impactful free agent signings ever.
Yeah, and an owner. Impactful, important, but not the owners now. Come on. Who cares?
Yeah, an owner has to say, yeah, we're going to do this. So, what do you think about that?
We're talking about athletes, man. The only time we talk about owners is if they suck, okay?
So, what do you think about the Pele?
What, going over to the Cosmos?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically bringing attention to the professional soccer in America.
Yeah, I thought about that as well. And the reason why I decided to put Messi here over Pele when you want to talk about impactful signings is I think it's because of the era. And I think it's easier now. Trust me, I've researched this, and God bless his soul. I've met Pele. I met him at the Olympics in 2012 out in London, and it is one of the best experiences of my life. And so I ain't going to sit here and tell you that I'm a historian on Pele, but I've certainly done my research with him and learning about him and interviewing him from over the years. I think the impact that Messi is able to have due to digital media, I think it's wider reaching. And so I can't take away from what Pele had. I considered putting him on the list. But if I had to put a footballer, a soccer player on the list, that's why I chose Messi over Pele when it comes to the cash. I think when you look at the media rights, I mean, it's one thing for Pele to come over here and sign a soccer contract and a few marketing deals. I think it's another thing when you got a tech company like Apple who says, oh, we'll chip in on the deal and Messi can make some cake over it. That widens the range and gap for other players as well, man. Makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'm still not sure I buy on the not counting the owner because the owner has to be there. Yeah. There's two sides to make a deal.
Steve, did you start off by telling me you were going to do this in 40 seconds?
Well, until you started talking.
What?
I made all my points in 40 seconds. Pele those three.
Yeah, well, those now you three. Got five more. Hey, thank you, Steve. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Man, I'm supposed to sit here. We're talking about the top six free agent signings ever, and you want to throw on the owners onto the list? It takes two to tango? Duh. But we ain't talking about the dudes writing the checks. We're talking about the athletes who were on the receiving end of them. Come on. Supposed to put, Taylor here with Garnett? Like, come on, I'm not doing that. Nobody cares about the owners. Unless your owner sucks and you want them to go away. Like Dolan with the Knicks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got to shut up and leave on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
If you end up in Oregon, I'll look me up. I'll try to connect. I got to buy you a beer, man. You keep my nights going on the weeknights.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Wow. I haven't been in Portland since, January. I can't wait to go back. I should go back soon. Maybe before the year is up. I don't know. Doubt it. Man, what? Zach LaVine, this man's foot is in a boot. He's going to miss 3 to 4 more weeks. The Bulls stink. They're 8-14. How the hell are they going to? They can't trade Zach LaVine anybody who wants this guy is a sucker. That's first of all. But how you going to trade for a dude? How they going to get rid of a guy? He can't even play. I swear his knee is already on borrowed time, and now his foot too. And now you got that nasty attitude too? Ugh. I feel bad for the Bulls fans out there. Only the ones that were born after, I don't know, the year 2000. If you remember Michael Jordan, then who cares about you? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Juan Soto is a Yankee. It's official. Kyle Higashioka, Michael King, Drew Thorpe, they all go to Johnny Brito. They go to San Diego. And Juan Soto and Grisham join the New York Yankees. Yankees got some help. Aaron Judge got some help. A matter of fact, before the trade even went down earlier today, when it was still a rumor, Jack Curry from Yes Network, he talked about what Soto would mean for the New York Yankees. Listen to this.
Yankees and Padres are very, very close to completing this deal, Bob. As you mentioned, we talked about it on our show last night, that those talks that had been at a perceived stalemate had reignited. Those talks continued, and the Yankees have known all along that Soto is a player that they desperately desired, that they coveted to have in that lineup, to be able to pair up with Judge and others and help them improve an offense that was historically bad last season. We know that when these discussions started out, the Yankees thought that the Padres' ask was very heavy. But we also pointed out that when you're getting a player like Soto, even if it's only for a one-year rental, a potential future Hall of Famer, it's going to have to sting from a Yankee perspective. And that's why when you look at what the Yankees are likely to give up, Michael King, who has been a very valuable pitcher for them, is going to be in this deal. Drew Thorpe, who had a terrific year in the minor leagues for them last season, is likely to be in this deal.
Hey, good for the Yankees. And good for the Padres filling up or freeing up some money. Hopefully it works out. The Padres fans, they deserve it down in San Diego. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Mike from Montana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Greetings.
Yes, yeah, salutations.
Good, good, good. I'm going to kind of piggyback on the guy before me about the A's in the mid-70s, where Charlie Finley pretty much just sold the team off because he didn't want to pay anybody. And so it impacted the American League in the mid-70s. Reggie Jackson and Catfish wound up with the Yankees and went to win a couple of World Series. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
You betcha. Bye.
No problem. Thanks. That was pretty straightforward now, wasn't it? I'm still, man, I'm going to talk about the players, man. I could sit around and talk about cheap-ass owners all the time. All the time. Hey, we got Bert. Bert is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bert?
Hey, what's up, JR? How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you this, what is this, Wednesday night into Thursday morning?
What's up? I'm good, man. As always, I call with a topic in mind, and while on hold, I have to change gears. I can't believe a second caller just called back-to-back, not discussing the main topic. It's like people don't listen to what you're talking about and just
don't go off
on their own.
Don't remind me. We had a guy earlier in the show. Don't remind me.
Right. Like the main topic is free agents. So if you're not a free agent, then you don't qualify for the conversation. So with that said, I definitely don't argue with any of your list, especially number one. But as a kid who grew up right outside Washington, D.C., I just wanted to add one of my favorites.
Go for
and
it.
And most impactful as a young man that people over 40 would know as the Diesel, who I got a chance to meet later in life. But as you probably know, he sat out 1980 season because he didn't like his contract.
He ain't a Jet. I know that much. Yeah.
Yep. and thus he was a free agent when Gibbs coerced him to re-sign in 1981 with the Redskins and led them to back-to-back Super Bowl appearances and the greatest run in Super Bowl history as a young Redskin and Hawks fan.
Yes, Mr. Riggins, I know. Former New York Jet. Did you come on to depress me about the Jets?
I did not. I'm already depressed as a Redskins fan of 40 some years. Thank you.
Well, they've had more success than the New York Jets, so I think I got you beat in the misery department, okay?
Have a good night, man. Thanks.
You as well, Bert. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Hey, Shep, what is the misery we getting tomorrow? It's the Steelers and the
Patriots.
And the New England people?
Yeah.
So when the game is done, we got to talk about it, though, right?
We don't have
briefly.
To.
You said we don't have to?
Definitely do not have to.
But that's – we have to. It makes the most sense, too.
I'd rather just preview Cowboys-Eagles.
We could talk about what we ate for lunch after the game.
We could. I really think you'd get more bite on Cowboys-Eagles than the Patriots-Steelers.
Well, if somebody gets blown out enough, we could talk about whether or not Bill Belichick needs to get the boot.
Copy that.
Right. That'll be decent. Mike Tomlin will have some good quotes for us, which he always does, like just telling people we do not care.
We do not care.
It's one of the greatest sports quotes. We do not care. We do not care. I need that. You know how they have the easy button on people's desks, Shep?
Yes.
I need a button on my desk that I could just press it and it says, we do not care.
We do not care.
I'd be hitting that sucker all day long. We do not care. Oh, man. We're done already? The hell we get here?
Time flies when you're having fun.
I feel like I just left the arena. I was watching the Hawks lose because that's what they do. And I sat down here in the studio and then now I'm done. What the hell am I supposed to do with the rest of the night?
Keep having fun. Tease the next host, as you always do such a great job of, by the way. Always appreciate when you do that.
So now you're telling me to shut up and leave.
I'm not telling you to shut up.
Even you are.
That's not up to me.
It's not up to you, but you're telling me to do it, so I will.
No, I'm not.
You are. I got to do it. You're interrupting me. I can't do it.
I apologize.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Because Shep told me to, now I got to leave. And Amy Lawrence is coming up next. You need to listen to her because she's awesome. I'll be back tomorrow for that crap Thursday night football game. Y'all have a good night. Be safe. Be well. Be smooth. Listen to Amy. Thank you, Shep.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade your sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love our sheets, and right now, you can feel the difference with our best sales of the entire year. So hurry to BollandBranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com to shop our best offers today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.